Well, this music will be replaced by the music of the sound of these roaring engines coming by. We're right outside the winner's circle, and we've been talking all morning long about what in the world are these drivers going to do. They're going to start a new tradition. They cannot jump in the fountain like Will Power did last year when he won on Belle Isle. We do not want them jumping in the Detroit River, or we'll have to do the ceremonies somewhere downriver in Wyandotte, because it's a heck of a current there, guys. So, in fact, we have William Will Stephen Power and Scott Thomas McLaughlin. Both of them have been with us in the past, and we're happy to see their smiling faces. And I'll start with you, Will. You loved Belle Isle. You won the last race on Belle Isle. Do you wish you were still on the island, or are you happy with the street course?
I'm really happy for the event to be down here. I mean, Belle Isle was a very unique, tough street course or street road course. It was one of my favorite tracks as far as how hard you had to attack to be fast. But I mean, the event here is going to be amazing. I think the crowd's going to be really big. I think there'll be good passing with that massively long straight.
I was actually going to ask you, both of you, what the passing you think will be like. And this is the first time you've actually been on the track.
Yeah, we've done some simulator work on it to learn, you know, get a little bit of info out of that with gears and some setup stuff. But yeah, everyone's starting from zero here, so it will be interesting. It'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. I love new tracks and the challenges of it. See what we can do.
Will Power, one of the most successful IndyCar drivers of all time, currently sitting fifth all time with wins, 41, and first all time in poles, 68. He's in history. Scott Thomas McLaughlin, New Zealand racing driver, currently competing in the IndyCar Service, driving the number 3. Is it Dallara? Dallara Chevrolet?
Dallara Chevrolet.
Dallara Chevrolet.
Sponsored by Gallagher.
Okay, for Team Penske. Raced previously in the Supercars Championship.
Yep.
Won the driver's titles in 2018, 19, and 20. And now moved into this kind of racing. And welcome back. Nice to see you.
Thanks.
And you like the street course as well.
Yeah, I think my strength is sort of street courses. I really enjoy attacking them. And there's no, you know, there's no other limit than a concrete wall. So you've got to, like, really use as much of the track as you can. And within reason, because you can damage your car if you do tap them too hard. But you really need to be as close to the inside wall and the outside wall. It's a lot of fun. And a track like this, it looks like there's a lot of character. Like Will said, we haven't seen a huge amount of the track. No one has. But from driving it, it seems like a really fun lap to drive. And I think it will promote some passing with, you know, the stop and start corners, a lot of tire wear. It's going to be a really interesting race. And full credit to, you know, Chevy and Bud Denker, you know, Michael Montre, you know, everyone that have put this, you know, this race together. Because
and Roger awesome. Penske was sitting in the chair you're sitting in just 10, 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, and he's, you know, it's just amazing. I think, you know, he's been huge with the CBD of Detroit. Obviously, he's very passionate about Detroit, but Roger being a resident and being from here. And, you know, we, as Penske drivers, I think we have that same sort of feeling for Detroit, and it's really cool to be a part of all this again.
Well, you're home, and with Chevrolet, we're in the world headquarters sitting right here right now, and you'll be racing around the Renaissance Center, and that's very exciting, too, to get that kind of attention. And I would think that the road course like this is far more challenging. I mean, the ovals have their challenge, the road courses have their challenge. Seems to me this might be more fun in the end.
Yeah, I think each track has its differences. It has its challenges. You know, one challenge might not translate to the other one, but that's what makes IndyCar so cool. You've got all these diverse tracks, and we have to be good on all of them to win the championship, just like Will was last year. So I think, but a track like this, new challenge, new for everyone, is really exciting for the sport.
Our Australian driver, Will Power, the son of open wheel racer Bob Power, carrying on the family tradition. How does the heat, 90 degrees plus temperatures, affect you in these next few days? And the cars and tires.
It will be really hard now that we have the windscreen, so you don't have the air constantly blowing in the cockpit. It will be a tough race. A little cooler on race day, but... Yeah, you You'll feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you...
That adds to the challenge, I would think.
Incredibly, incredibly hard. The cars are incredibly physical to drive, so it'd be like doing a workout in a sauna. That's how it's like.
The concrete walls actually keep a lot of the heat in.
Oh,
so
boy.
So it makes it... Like, the slower the car goes, the less airflow you have. So we found that at Nashville last year, wherever we went into the slow speed stuff, got really, really hot. It was about nearly 100 degrees there. Yeah. So it will be tough for sure.
Well, I can tell you this. You are going to have an adoring audience. The people of Detroit are so psyched for this and so happy that you're back downtown Detroit. I mean, we were back downtown Detroit before you were born.
Yeah.
And that was great, and some people have never experienced it, going to experience for the first time. All of the restaurants, the bars, the stores are going to have an immediate impact. It's going to be very, very exciting. And we appreciate the role that you guys play in this. Where do you go from here, by the way?
We go back to our buses, which is that way, towards Belle Isle.
After this race.
Oh, you mean?
Oh, after sorry.
Race. Yeah, on the circuit.
We go to Road America in Wisconsin, and we got a weekend off after this.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I suspect you don't look too far in advance because each race is a new beginning.
It's my 30th birthday next weekend.
Oh,
so
is it?
I'm gonna have a party.
Well, we'll see. May we be of the first to say happy birthday
you.
To you. And though you are teammates, you're in competition once you get out there on the track.
Yep, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. No, we fight pretty hard, all of us. But work together in the office, the engineering office, to get the cars better collectively, and then it's almost separate teams when we're out there.
How many Penske cars will be on the track for this race? Races? Three?
Three, yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well, I'll say what Roger told me a long time ago. You say good speed and safe driving.
Okay.
I wish that for you.
Godspeed,
safe driving. We want to watch you guys do real well.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so very much. Appreciate you having us.
Good
to see you both again. You. Will Power and Scott Thomas McLaughlin. You're going to watch them on the course, and I hope you're going to cheer them on, part of Team Penske. Stick around. Tom Jordan is here, going to be in this seat, as we'll continue throughout the weekend with the great coverage. You go on out, make it a great weekend, but stay hydrated, for goodness sakes. And we'll look forward to being with you Monday. Regards, Paul W. Smith.